Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the board after a couple well-deserved days off last week. It is Monday, August 12th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square here, a sunny, gorgeous, beautiful day here in the capital city. Hope it is where you are at across Wisconsin and around the world as well. Great to have you along. Hour number two of the big program. More to get to. Our guest today, so gracious with his time. We love it when he stops by. Our ongoing contributor and friend. He is a two-time chair on the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. A great attorney. You don't want to be up against him in a court of law. He is the Matlock of Wisconsin and a great author as well. His new book entitled Hunting Bernie Weber. I have it in my hands. A great read based in Milwaukee. Matt Flynn, welcome back to the show. Always great to have you along. Thanks for staying with us for one more segment.
Good to be with you, Todd, as always. Love the show.
If you want to, we love having you here. 855, if you want to call in, ask Matt a question or have a comment, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt, we're talking, I want to just wrap this up in a minute on the two state constitutional amendments, but before we do that, I want to give you a minute to just plug this great book, because I hope people buy this. I hope they read it, because I'm going to call it, is it fair to say, this is a great summertime read, whether you're sitting on the shores of Lake Michigan or Green Bay, or maybe you're up at the Apostle Isles up there in Lake Superior, on the Mississippi River, on the Wisconsin River, on a kayak trip. This is the type of summer reading that just makes you feel better, Matt Flynn.
Well, I really appreciate the plug, and it's selling very, very well. Hunting Bernie Weber, just so you know, everybody knows, I've written five books, published them. Mm-hmm. And if you go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any of them, you'll see the titles, and you may like some others too. But this one is I'm particularly pleased with, and the reaction it's gotten. It's set in Milwaukee, but it's also set in Washington and in Connecticut. And the premise, Wisconsin's a special place, and if you want to see some places that you're familiar with, if you're familiar with Milwaukee, you're familiar with UWM, River West. You're familiar with Bayview. Familiar with Three Brothers, the Serbian restaurant. Have you ever been to any of those places? Imagine the CIA chasing a young math genius from Riverside High School who's cracked a code, and they want it. They want it bad. And it's sort of like the Russians are coming. In other words, mm-hmm. these characters come from the Ivy League, and they come from Washington thinking that we're pushovers. And they chase Bernie. They chase him all over the place. And you'll really enjoy it. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I love reading. And you know something? Occasionally, I like reading something that's a little light and mm-hmm. kind of fun and makes you feel good. And summer reading is the best reading. It can be the yeah. beach. It can be your backyard, your porch, or whatever. But many thanks for bringing this up, Todd. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. Again, it's called Hunting Bernie Weber. You can find it wherever books are sold. Make sure you say Matthew J, as in Justice Flynn. Is that your middle name? Matthew Justice Flynn?
Actually, it's Joseph.
Okay. Well, it sounds better. It's Justice, but Matthew J.
No, but
Flynn.
Thank you. I accept.
Matthew J. Flynn and the book Hunting Bernie Weber. Get it wherever books are sold. Matt, we were talking about these two constitutional amendments. You do it so well. You explain why it makes sense to vote no on this, both of these amendments tomorrow, because it's essentially, to put it in a nutshell, a power grab. It's a power grab by Republicans who no longer can connect with Wisconsin voters on a regular basis with their ideas and agendas and get 50% plus one, making it harder for their state statewide candidates to win, so they're trying to consolidate power in the legislature where they still feel they have a chance. So they're putting these constitutional amendments on this for a power grab for Republicans. That is why it makes sense in a nutshell to vote no. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Cindy, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Cindy from Appleton, we appreciate you listening and calling in. What do you have for Matt Flynn?
Well, first of all, Matt, it's good to hear your voice again. I missed your show terribly. Anyway, the
Thank
caller
you.
That called in before that talked about the Facebook and the smiley faces, well, I'll tell you something. The last laugh is going to be on the people that vote yes for this, because a lot of these people, and I know this might sound kind of prejudiced, but a lot of these people tend to be poor people that don't understand, and they're the ones that usually don't either have insurance or they have the minimum insurance coverages. And if they have a flood in their house, who's going to have to pay the price for that?
Right. That's exceptionally well stated. And people pay attention to what Cindy just said, because first of all, they're the warning flags. It's being put by a Republican legislature with no Democratic support on the August primary, which has the fewest voters. And that was done on purpose, number one. Number two, if the legislature gets to allocate this, and right now the law is that the governors of the state do, and the governor of our state, and Republican and Democratic, have been very fair. Where there's flooding, where there's high unemployment, where there's any kind of need, that's where the money should go. The problem is that with a gerrymandered legislature, and it's still unfortunately going to be somewhat gerrymandered even after the new rules kick in, that money is not going to go where things are needed. It's going to go where to reward areas of Republican strength. And so there are going to be many, many people, as Cindy said, who don't have the means to buy insurance for a lot of things. Not, flooding is one of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there can be droughts. There can be a lot of things. And more importantly, during a pandemic, people were out of work. They were out of work all over the place. And they weren't necessarily high-paying jobs either. And what happened was a lot of this money went individually to restaurants and bars and elsewhere so they could continue to pay their employees. Now, a good president like Joe Biden would direct it directly to the restaurant and the business, but not always. And so the idea was you want the governor of the state looking out over his whole state or her whole state and saying, here's where I think the money should go because it's the greatest need. But what you're going to have with this power grab, which is the way Todd Albaugh so accurately presented it, is that you're going to have all this clawing and maneuvering in the legislature, and it's not going to get to the areas of greatest need. Cindy, thanks a lot for that great call.
855-752-4842 to ask or talk to Matt Flynn. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, which you can download at your Apple or Android device. Matt, you said that so well, and I just want to, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, and you've spoken about this, the need for a strong, at least two-party system, if not more. And, you know, when you had governors like Tommy Thompson, not the current iteration of said governor. I mean, here's what I think. Tommy went to Washington and went water skiing the Potomac and got something. I don't know what happened up there, but well, I'm just talking about the guy who was governor. And I think he was by and large fair, this type of stuff. I mean, I saw in drought relief money, other things. And unfortunately, the current MAGA iteration of the Republican Party is much more vengeful and retribution. And you don't have this even keelness that you see with the Democratic Party now, like a guy like Tony Evers. And what you just said, Matt, the point is, if Republicans could still elect a governor statewide, their person would have the same power that Tony Evers has. So why not just go out and win elections rather than try to change the Constitution?
Right, because the MAGA types don't necessarily even want a moderate Republican governor
right.
that would do the right thing. Like Tom, and I will say this about Tommy Thompson. He's a friend of mine. I knew Tommy, and I knew him when I was chairman of the Democratic Party. And I wouldn't necessarily agree with Tommy on everything, but, you know, he got some labor support.
Oh, yeah.
There were times when the Democratic candidate had a fight to keep labor support. Tommy was elected four times. You don't get elected four times if you're no good.
Right.
And so I think Tommy back in the 90s, in the late 80s, was wasn't a bad governor at all. And if you could count on a Republican governor like that, it wouldn't matter who allocates it because the governor would do the right thing. The problem is, I know how Scott Walker would have done it, and I know how Michaels would have done it when there are guys going, hey, listen, if I win, no Republican will ever lose again. Right. What's that all about? Right. You know, you don't want that kind of stuff. So, it's absolutely essential to vote no on these proposed constitutional amendments. Vote no.
That's the bottom line. Vote no tomorrow. Matt, just a couple of minutes left here. We didn't talk about this, but I bet you've got a story or two. There is a new statue. A new monument or statue on the Capitol grounds on the square outside, and it's for Vell Phillips, an icon in Wisconsin history. No one knows Wisconsin political history better than you. Tell folks why this is so important to honor Vell Phillips in the state of Wisconsin.
Vell Phillips, I knew her personally. I knew Dale Phillips, her husband. They actually came to my house, my living room, back in 1984 to try to interest me in running for mayor, believe it or not. That's 40 years ago. She was probably the most extraordinary person I ever met in Wisconsin politics. This is an African-American woman in the 1950s. She goes to the UW Law School. She ends up being an alderwoman. I mean, the first African-American or female alderwoman fighting all sorts of prejudice. She stood for fair housing. She became a judge. And then what she did is she ran for statewide office for Secretary of State back in 1978. And a funny anecdote I'll give you, those of you over in the Viroqua area, okay, western Wisconsin, she ran and she got a very, very big vote in Vernon County. And they were talking to one guy and they said, this is a woman, forget the race, I mean, this is a woman from Milwaukee, how'd she get a big vote for a Secretary of State in Vernon County? He said, most of the people in Vernon County thought that Vell Phillips was a Norwegian man.
Really?
That's a true story. So anyway, she won, and then, of course, Doug LaFollette came in and beat her in 82. But there is no one who is better liked, quite frankly, and I think more courageous, because if you stood for open housing in Milwaukee in the 1960s, in those parades, people threw bottles at them. There was a terrible division. They went over the bridge, 16th Street Viaduct, into the south side, and they were pelted with bottles. People don't remember. This is pre-riot, pre-1967 riot. People don't remember that history. But Vell Phillips was president of the creation, and she absolutely deserves a statue.
Well, as you're so fond of reminding us, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke until you know history. Nobody knows it better than you, Matt Flynn. Always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. We'll have you back soon, my friend. Have a wonderful day down there in Milwaukee.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Matt Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, come on back. More on the other side. It's the All Balls Show for a Monday, the 12th of August, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us on Monday, August 12th. Mr. Zahmer is back on the board after a couple of days off last week. We thank Matt Flynn. What a great guy, and he knows, I mean, he's such a cool person, and he is able to explain complex things in ways that the average Joe like me can understand, and he's just also funny. It makes me laugh.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's always a treat.
Yeah, it really is. Matt Flynn, we always appreciate him making time for us here on the show and on this Monday. Remember, get out and vote tomorrow. Polls open at 7, open until 8. You can register at the polls. Take a legal, valid photo ID, such as your driver's license, a state-issued ID, a valid U.S. passport or military ID, and take a utility bill. And take it's kind of like the Three Bears. It can't be too new. It can't be too old. It has to be just right. So like 2 or 3 months.
You have to have resided at the address for over a month.
Yeah. So a couple, 3 months. You don't want one. I think if you're over 6 months old, a utility bill, some places frown on that. So, you know, 2 or 3 months in the past, a utility bill with your name on it and the address. You can register at the polls at your polling location. And remember, vote no to keep decisions like we talked about, decisions on federal aid from going directly, usurping the control of whomever the governor might be, Republican or Democrat, and keeping it in the hands of the executive branch rather than put it in the hands of the legislature. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Coming up this week, big week on again, we're going to back on the road. And I've been reminded of this, Mr. Zommers. So many things happening. I've lost a little bit of track, but I was reminded during the show today. On Wednesday, we'll actually be up at Volk Field up in Juneau County for, again, the Northern Lightning event.
So that's this Wednesday already?
I've got an email reminding me. So, yes, it's this Wednesday. So
should be awesome. Last year was very cool.
It was fantastic. So we'll be in Volk Field on Wednesday up there. All kinds of jets taking off and landing and taking off behind us. We have General David May, Brigadier General David May will be joining us. Some fighter pilots and also some visiting pilots as well. And we'll talk about the mission of Volk Field and recruitment of the Wisconsin National Guard. So that's coming up on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, mark your calendars, another big show, and really looking forward to this as we kind of got this confirmed and booked over the weekend. But we have a couple of great guests. First of all, Kelly Call from Burlington, Wisconsin originally, and went on to be the president of CBS Entertainment for many years, took that network to number one, and he is now the producer of a brand new movie coming out next month called Just a Bit Outside.
Just a Bit Outside.
There's Bob Uecker. The movie is called Just a Bit Outside. It is a documentary on the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers that went to the World Series.
I'm excited for this.
This is going to be fantastic. Kelly Call, originally of Burlington, Wisconsin, the producer, or one of the producers, and Sean Hannish, who is the director and also producer of this documentary. Kelly Call and Sean Hannish will join us on Thursday's program. And we'll learn all about this great documentary, Just a Bit Outside, coming to a movie theater near you. It premieres in Milwaukee, but it's actually going to premiere at several Marcus theaters across Wisconsin coming up, I think, the weekend of September 13th. So on tomorrow's show, you're going to hear from the producers and director of Just a Bit Outside, or not tomorrow, on Thursday. And then we're also, and this is fantastic, we're going to give away four Brewer tickets, a pack of four Brewers tickets, as well as four tickets to the premiere at the movie theater of your choice. There are about seven so far, or eight, that are confirmed around Wisconsin, and we'll give you your choice of which of those theaters and times that you want to see this movie in September, coming up in September, by the 13th of September. But we'll give you a chance to be some of the first people in the country to see this new documentary. We're going to give the tickets to the Brewers game and the tickets to the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside away on Thursday's show, this coming Thursday. So mark your calendars and be with us. It should just be Brewer-tastic.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great show. We've had Kelly Call on before after the tragic passing of the great Norman Lear.
Yes.
And that was a fantastic show. And it's so great to hear that we get these Wisconsin voices at all levels. Like, I know when I was younger, I would often think, oh, we're not California or Texas. Right. Wisconsin kind of doesn't matter. So far from the truth, as I have found.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelly Call, I mean they're both. I've never met Sean Hannish, so we're gonna meet him on Thursday over the StreamYard. But Kelly Call, I mean, just one of the coolest, nicest people ever want to meet. He's a coffee guy as well, owns a Wisconsin sports bar out there. It's kind of a side gig in the LA area. But I mean, he's, you know, risen to one of the most powerful people in Hollywood as president of CBS and took him to number one. And it's so refreshing to meet a person that's so powerful and successful and also just humble and couldn't be more of a delightful, nice person.
Right. It's great to see that as far as we can tell, it hasn't gone to his head.
No, it certainly has not. He actually reached out to us. He reached out to us over the weekend and said, hey, would it be possible to come on your show? I said, possible? Come on now. So Thursday's show, be here on Thursday for a very special Milwaukee Brewer-centric show. The movie is called Just a Bit Outside. It is the documentary of the 1982 World Series Brewers. Of course, they went to Game 7. I remember watching it. Went to Game 7 against the terrible, evil St. Louis Cardinals and couldn't quite get it done. But Milwaukee threw him a parade anyway. That's how excited Milwaukeeans and Wisconsinites were in 1982. I was in middle school, and I remember this all happening, and it was very exciting. So be here on Thursday for that. So, and then next week, we're going to be down in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. And looking forward to Vice President Harris stopping by and chatting. No, I'm not sure whether she will or not, but we'll be there. In case she wants to stop by, we'd love to have her stop by. But no, we have some exciting things happening. I know many of our other civic media colleagues are going to be down there as well. Our fantastic Cracker Jack engineering team is all over it. So plans are underway. We're going to be down in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. So busy couple of weeks, but that is exactly the way that we like it here at the All Ball Show, to be on the road and bringing you these great stories across the country. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, if you want to call in here. When we come back on the other side, first of all, we're going to pause just for a minute to bring you a little news update, courtesy of our great news folks here at Civic Media, an agricultural update, weather update, and Mike Clemens. There's a guy getting it done. Did you see the Packers look fantastic over the weekend in the preseason?
I did not. I have not been keeping up with that. I've been paying more attention to how good the Brewers have been.
Well, it's a great day to be in Wisconsin, like we always say. I mean, the Brewers are in first place in the Central. Mike Clemens pointed out one of those reports that if they just stay 500 between now and 50-50, if they win as many as they lose until the end of the season, they'll be at like 90 games, 90 wins. I mean, you can't ask for more than that for the Brew Crew.
Certainly not.
Jordan Love looked fantastic. Touchdown in his first pass in the preseason. It's preseason, but they're looking pretty darn good. Also, Braylon Allen kind of outshined Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. Former Wisconsin Badger running back had a great game for the Jets over the weekend in preseason as well. And the Wisconsin Badger football team broke fall training camp and are getting ready for the season as well. Lots going on. Come on back. We're talking about it all. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, August 12th, 2024. Mr. Aaron Zommer is back on the board. Got a quick fish. In a minute, we have very exciting news about Milwaukee Brewer tickets for tonight. But first of all, Mr. Zommer, a quick fishing story. Mr. Zommer was fishing over the weekend.
That I was with my dad and one of my sisters. She likes to talk smack, but she did catch the fewest fish this weekend. So just saying, Anna, if you're listening, you lost. Anyway, I saw one of the biggest fish I've ever seen. I almost caught it. It was a bass, a largemouth bass. It was like 22 inches long and so fat. It was just enormous. It was probably like a 4 or 5 pound fish.
Good Lord.
Which for a bass is very large.
Yeah.
I did not set the hook very well because I thought I was caught on a log on the bottom. And I was like, oh, it must not be that big of a log because I'm able to pull it up. And then all of a sudden it starts fighting. And I was like, oh no.
So it was literally the one that got away.
The one that got away.
And that's a big bass, 22 inches.
Yes. My dad was like, oh man, we could have gotten that mounted. And I was like, yeah, don't rub it in.
But, you know, it's the time spent together as a family.
Yes. That's the real reason that I do that kind of stuff.
All right. Very good. As we all do, to get outside, to spend time with family. Well, here's the deal. Late breaking news. That's our breaking news here for sports. Here's the deal. We were talking to you about the break coming up on Thursday. Be with us as we welcome in the director and producers of the new documentary called Just a Bit Outside. Going to be here, and we're going to give away tickets to the premiere coming up in September of Just a Bit Outside, the movie premiering here in Wisconsin in Marcus Movie Theaters. And we're also going to give you 4 tickets to a Brewers game in September. But here's the good news. Luke Mathers, who helped oversee this program and this network, heard us talking. And he looked into his beautiful, well-worn leather satchel.
Right after applying a fresh coat of sustainably sourced artificial mink oil.
Yes. And this, because amongst Luke's many jobs and tasks, is to be the keeper of the entire allotment of brewer tickets for the season for Civic Media, which we give away sporadically across the season. And he happened to look at his satchel when we were talking about having the producers and directors of Just a Bit Outside on Thursday's show, and he looked in, and lo and behold, Lukester found six tickets for tonight's game. So the Brewers play tonight at AmFam Field, first pitch at 7:10 p.m. against the super hot and West National League leading Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are in town. You and five of your friends or family can go. We have six tickets. Going to give away all at once. Six tickets for tonight's game at 7:10. You have to be able to go tonight at 7:10. And also, you have to have a smartphone to download the tickets. That's the only requirement. And be the first caller to answer this very tough question. Coming up on Thursday, we'll be talking to the producer and director of the new Brewers documentary. What is the name? What is the title of the movie, the documentary, coming out in September about the Brewers? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What is the name of the new Brewers documentary coming out in September? We've said it a dozen times in the last 15 minutes. What is the name of the new Brewers documentary coming out in September, which we will talk about on Thursday's show? 855-752-4842. First person with the right answer wins six tickets for tonight at AmFam Field, the Brewers taking on the Dodgers at 7:10 p.m. You can go if you tell us what is the name of the new Brewers documentary movie premiering in September here in Wisconsin, talking to the director and producers on Thursday. What's the name of the movie? 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Chris, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Chris, thanks for calling. What say you?
Just a bit outside.
You are correct, Chris. Absolutely right. Correct. Are you able to go to the game tonight?
I am not.
You're not able to. That was the requirement, Chris. There were two requirements. You have to go tonight.
Hey. how about caller number four for the good Paul Molitor, and then you can have him.
All right. Well, let's see who else we got on the phone. But all right, thanks for playing. But only if you could have only gone. All right, thank you. I mean, directions, people. Just listen to directions. All right. Well, fine. I guess that's what we have to do. We have to take caller number four. So call in right
now. Starting now. Yeah.
Starting now. The fourth caller number four. Starting now. We'll take it in order as the calls come in. Troy from Oshkosh is now directing our giveaways. The answer was Just a Bit Outside, the new Brewers documentary. But give us a call, 855-752-4842. You have to be able to go tonight. Don't call if you can't go tonight. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. The Brewers, we have six tickets for the Brewers game tonight in our beautiful club seats, 7:10. First pitch. Let's take caller number one. Caller number one. Go ahead. Put him on the air. All right. Hello, Lynn. You are caller number one. Please call back. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Caller number two. Scott, where are you calling from, Scott?
No
Milwaukee.
All right. Thanks for your caller number two. Call back. We'll get you on. We're looking for caller number four for six Brewer tickets for tonight. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to caller number three. This is Troy. Troy, where are you calling from?
Mount Horeb.
Troy, try back one more time. Looking for caller number four. All right, the next caller.
We had a fourth caller, but they dropped off the line.
All right. Now everybody's calling. 855-752-4842. Who am I talking with? Go ahead, caller.
Should be me.
Who is this? What's your first name?
Scott Milwaukee.
Scott, you are the winner. Can you go tonight?
I most certainly can, because I can follow directions.
Fantastic. Scott, are you listening to us on WAUK down there in Waukesha?
I am indeed. Thank you.
All right. That's great, Scott. Can you round up five friends, family members, or people on the street to go with you?
I believe I can.
All right. That's cool. They're beautiful seats. They're the club level. You're going to have a great time, courtesy of us here at Civic Media. And don't forget this great new movie about the Brewers. Have you heard about this yet, this new documentary coming out?
I've heard a little bit, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. Listen to the show on Thursday. We're going to have the director and the producer of this movie coming up in September, and it's going to premiere at a bunch of Marcus theaters across Wisconsin. On Thursday, we're going to give you a chance to win four tickets to that premiere, as well as four tickets to the Brewer game. Kelly Call, one of the producers, and Sean Hannish, director and producer, will be with us as well. So congratulations, Scott. Stay on the line. Do not hang up. Don't go anywhere. Mr. Zomers will get your information. You are going to the game tonight at AmFam Field. Thanks for playing, Scott. Really appreciate it. All right, there you go. Look at that. Just like that. Bada bing, bada boom. Luke finds six tickets in the bottom of his satchel, and we got people going to the Brewers game tonight. Thank you, everybody, for calling and for playing along. Was it Troy? You couldn't follow directions? Come on now, dude. We appreciate you listening, but if you can't go... You got to be able to go when you call in. But we appreciate everybody listening. It was a lot of fun. So, Scott from Milwaukee is on his way to the Brewers tonight. And don't forget, if you cannot go, hopefully you are in one of these stations across the select stations. And as Letterman likes to say, hopefully one of your stations has been selected. WRCE in Richland Center, 107.7 and 1450 AM. WRJN in Racine, 99.9 FM. And 1450 AM, and in Kenosha, 98.1. Also, Oshkosh, WISS, that's on 98.3 FM, and the Big 1100 AM, and up at 98Q Country, WCQM in Park Falls. You can find that at 98.3 FM. Remember, unfortunately, we cannot stream the Brewers on the Civic Media app. There's a little thing called attorneys and contracts. Major League Baseball does not like it when we stream the Brewers, because it turns out they have the contract for it. But you can listen to it on one of our fine stations over the air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Should be a great game. Brewers in first place in the Central. Dodgers in first place out West. It could be, perhaps, a preview of the NCLS this year. The Brewers and the Dodgers. So it's going to be great to have them in here in Milwaukee tonight. Should be a great game and a beautiful night, by the way, as well. I'm sure the dome will be open tonight at AmFam Field. Thanks a lot for playing along. We thank Luke. And remember, coming up on Thursday, we'll be talking about this great new movie, Just a Bit Outside, a great documentary on the 1982 Brewers. There you go. That was fun, Mr. Zomers.
Yeah, and we got to give them away to somebody who's going to get to go.
All right.
And see the Brewers versus the Dodgers. Hopefully sometime I can go see that combo soon. Not too optimistic about how it would turn out, but I'd like to be surprised.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It should be a great game tonight. I want to get back to playing a couple of these clips for you and walking through this. Because I think it's important, political-wise, when charges are leveled to kind of say, really? Really? So there's been a lot of hubbub. A lot of hub and bub from the MAGA folks, the MAGA folks, however you want to pronounce it, the Trump people, that at the first Philadelphia rally last week with Harris and Walz, Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, he got a little spicy, a little fun. And we've talked about it. I won't go. We happen to have a couch behind us, by the way, here in the studio. These accusations that the Associated Press had to do a fact check on about whether or not Tim Walz got frisky with a couch.
J.D. Vance, not Tim Walz.
I'm sorry, J.D. Vance. Yeah, I'm looking at two different things at the same time. J.D. Vance got frisky with a couch. Yes, back in college. And it has been going viral. And people have been having a lot of fun with it. And the thing is that, you know, it hasn't really been denied. And the Associated Press did a fact check. And then they had to retract the fact check because they said, well, we can't prove that J.D. Vance had relations with a couch to completion, neither can we disprove it.
Which that's just the best part. That they never should have issued a fact check on that.
Right.
But the fact that they then retracted it is so funny.
And the fact that Tim Wall, or rather J.D. Vance, the more you listen to him, he seems like the kind of guy that would enjoy that. And so Governor Tim Walz in Philadelphia last week had a little fun with it. Here's the actual comment.
Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, J.D. studied at Yale. Had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires. And then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on! That's not what middle America is. And I got to tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy. That is, if he's willing to get off the couch and show up. So, you see what I did there?
Now, the beauty of that joke, the beauty of it is that he wasn't mean about it. And the only people that are going to laugh at it is if people are in on the joke, if they know the backstory, if they know what happened. And so all those people that were laughing, obviously they had heard the news reports. This has gone viral on the internet. It's been on late night television. People are making, you know, jokes about it, a lot of humor with it. And so, you know, he just makes an offhanded remark, you know, hey, if that is if he can get up off the couch and do it. And people thought that was great. Except for the MAGA people who have been outraged by this. And said, "This is terrible. You're making fun of someone."
You mean like Trump does with all his nicknames and all that?
We'll have it in Trump's own words. We'll compare what you just heard to what Donald Trump said in Bozeman, Montana this weekend. Your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. Don't go anywhere. More ahead. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from ABC or CBS News time, depending upon which of the stations across the Civic Media that you are listening to. A little sports weather update as well, and then the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4 across the Civic Media Network each and every day right after our program, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 here on Civic Media. Talking about the outraged MAGA Trump folks who heard that comment that we played for you in Philadelphia from last week from Governor Tim Walz, having a little fun with J.D. Vance, saying, you know, I look forward to debating him if he can get up off the couch and do it. It's an inside joke type of joke. Republicans say that's terrible. That's terrible. You make fun of that.
What about when Obama said Big Bird?
Well, here's the deal. Donald Trump continues to make mean. Remember when he made fun of the handicapped reporter with like he was at a physical handicap from cerebral palsy or something? Mocked him on stage. He's back at it again. He was in Montana, the one event Trump did last week in Montana, where John Tester is the incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator from Montana in a tight race. And John Tester happens to be a large man, a rotund man. Maybe not rotund, but a large guy. As a lot of farmers are out west at least. John Tester also had a childhood disease where he lost at least three, if not four, fingers. And so Donald Trump took the stage in Montana, and this is what he said about John Tester.
His name is John Tester, and I don't speak badly about somebody's physical disability, but he's got the biggest stomach I have ever seen. I swear. That's the biggest stomach. I have never seen a stomach like that. Because he doesn't look that heavy. You're not allowed to use the word fat. So if you use the word fat, you can say obese, you can say anything, but you can't say fat. That's the end of your political career. I said it the other night. Somebody in the audience said, Chris Christie is a fat pig. And I said, sir, Chris Christie is not a fat pig. You should not. And we argued about it for 3 or 4 minutes. And that was it. Nah, he's not a fat pig.
That's Trump style. Going after someone for their physical appearance like that.
Immediately after saying, I don't do this, but.
But he does. We all know he does. That's the kind of guy Donald Trump is. So spare me, mega people, the outrage because Tim Walz is having a little bit of harmless fun with J.D. Vance. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick listening on Madison's WMDX. Madison, Dick, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Yeah, spare me too, mega flakes. I mean, they're the biggest snowflakes on the earth. Yeah. But the other thing that came out the end of last week and was talked about finally all weekend is this thing about him and Willie Brown and the helicopter.
Right.
I would say, personally, from what I've seen the last 2 weeks since Harris has taken the top of the ticket, the only aviating that Trump has done at all is quite possibly with the Wizard of Oz. And he prepared, he gave the hot air for the ride, but they went to leave Oz and circled right around, missed Kansas, and they're back in Oz. And that's where the campaign has been ever since.
Yeah. I mean, clearly,
falling off this thing.
Clearly, Donald Trump is not well. I mean, when you're tweeting things out or true socialing it, saying that something didn't happen that clearly did, these huge crowds of Harris, and legit claiming, saying that it was AI-generated, the guy's just not well. He has cognitive problems. He is not well. I say that in all sincerity. Dick, great call. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for listening up there at WCFW. We appreciate it. What say you?
One quick comment. Bullies and wimps can sure dish it out, but they sure can't take it. Have a great day, and thanks for the great show. And great to hear Matt's voice again. You guys have a good evening.
Thank you so much, Gene. Always appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Speaking of Los Angeles, let's go out to Tom in L.A. L.A., Tom, thanks for calling in. Tom, what do you got?
Hey, Todd, I just got to say, any, like, just regular, ordinary person, whether you're on the Democratic side or the Republican side, if those comments just doesn't make your stomach hurt, I think you need to see if you're really human. I mean, this is just... He's like, he plays this game like he's a split personality guy. Mm-hmm. He messes everybody up in terms of reality versus not reality. He plays, I'm sorry, I'm not giving him like a pass of an illness or anything like that. This is a dangerous, dangerous individual with Project 2025 and the people behind it. Mm-hmm. And I want to know another thing. How do all these people feel that love J.D. Vance and Trump so much that their number one political donor is a gay man named Peter Thiel?
Right.
I thought we don't like the gays.
Right.
So if they don't like the gays, they should give his money back to him.
Right. No, they'll take the money. They'll take the money. Really appreciate it, L.A. Tom. 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomers, do we have time for the weird clip? Because there is one thing that really bothers Donald Trump. And he admitted it this weekend. Here's what Trump said about the one word that's gotten under his skin.
But just a soundbite. And every station that night, all the networks, CBS, and ABC, NBC, they all said, oh, they were called weird, weird. It's unbelievable. You know, it's not a word that's really used too much in politics, but it's a terrible thing that they can do this. It's just a soundbite. No, J.D. Vance is a great patriot.
It's gotten under his skin. The one thing that Donald Trump detests more than anything else, and I say this all the time, he loves it when we as citizens or we on the radio, when we get angry and we start, this is terrible. Trump's a terrible person. Donald Trump loves that. He revels in it. He gets his energy from that. He loves being hated. The one thing that gets under Donald Trump's skin more than anything else is being laughed at.
He can't stand being belittled.
To be called weird. So yeah, Donald Trump, he's weird. 855-752-4842. Call in tomorrow with more. We love to have you along. Love having Matt Flynn today as well. Mr. Zobbers, welcome back. Stay tuned now for Maggie Dawn. This is Todd Allball. Say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep banging your drum. Banging on, and your day